Hello number 7, practice and practice. I'm going to talk about the practice. Dr. Melvin's ministry started from the practice. Wanoquar Church, CHPC, Cincinnati Hall Presbyterian Church in the state, 1980s USA. He and his team decided to practice this as a pilot project. He started the practice and later he developed theory. Therefore, there are two ways to learn for ministry. Practice first, then theory later. Or theory first, then practice later. It doesn't matter to you which one should be first. Anyway, in my case, the practice was first because the need of churches in Korea couldn't give me time to think about each theory. By the way, in the beginning of my ministry, some people complained to me about not developing theory. But I knew Dr. Melvin began to practice first, directly from his vision, and later he developed a theory. If he and I open theory first at the very beginning, people may not be interested in this ministry, so may not glance up. Through practice, I got the following. I have learned know-how. It can be seen as problem solving. I think my own personal problem-solving ability has been developed from the practice. I have developed and the necessary of development and the possibility of maturation of the ministry was seen through the practice. I have many changes in my own ministry skills. I'm not a paced minister at one church directly, but I am in position to guide them to the well and practice and this ministry. It really took a comprehensive skill through practice. I have leadership development in the lay pastoral ministry. I tend to develop a lot of materials. There are almost 30 kinds of materials from me. Now, I have almost all the basic materials in place. I had the spirit of the lay pastoral ministry and continue to adhere to it. Lay pastoral ministry has a really unique spirit and tend to create a biblical, practical, sound, and a positive life and develop people. Thank you for listening.